Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It's the so-called small habits that matter the most. How you talk to yourself, the books you choose to read, who you share your energy with, who you allow to have access to you. These are the habits that ultimately shape your life. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friends from The Art of Improvement discuss some tiny habits that often lead to big results. Enjoy.
Success doesn't happen in an instant. It happens through the progression of lots of little successes strung together over time. If you want to build something big, if you have a vision, a dream, or even just a clearly defined end goal, the question is not how you can make that happen right now or tomorrow. The question is, what habits can I put into place that will allow that end goal to manifest itself? 1. Do what you say you're going to do. Step 1. With anything, less talk, more action. 2. Journal once per day. Even if it's just a paragraph, or three sentences, or geez, one sentence, do a quick check-in to see where you're at and write it down. Long term, this will keep you grounded and sane. It all starts with acknowledgement. 3. Never lie. As my grandma used to say, oh, what a tangled web we weave, when first we practice to deceive. 4. Always make time for your closest friends. A buddy of mine manages a few very, very successful music artists, and he told me once, I've seen it, you could have all the money in the world, but if you traded your friends to get there, you won't be happy. 5. Practice your craft. What may just be a hobby now could one day be something very special. If you love it, practice it. Don't be that 40-year-old guy who says to every young person he meets, I used to want to be a guitar player. Well, why aren't you still playing then? 6. Go to the gym, or the yoga studio, or run up and down the block. Whatever. Just be physically active. There's nothing sexy about not being able to walk up a flight of stairs. 7. Surround yourself with people who represent what you ultimately want to become. This is a habit and a choice. If you aren't happy with where you're at or where you're going, take a hard look at the people around you. Chances are, they're in a similar boat. And as long as you stay in that situation, neither of you are moving anytime soon. 8. Read. Seriously. If the only reading you do is on PerrysHilton.com, then you need to hit up Amazon and buy a Kindle. 9. Don't just set goals. Track them. One of the most revealing things I've ever done for myself was making a project plan for my life. Yes, a project plan. And all the things I wanted to get done in the next 3 months, I planned them out like I would a marketing campaign. I'm not joking. But guess what? It showed me everything I needed to know, when things were due, and how much time I needed to spend on them in order to get them accomplished. Do this more often, and you'll be amazed at how much you overpromise and underdeliver, and what needs to happen for you to fix that habit immediately. 10. Never eat alone. A great book and an even better motto to live by. Make use of your lunches and dinners by sharing in conversation with people you can connect with, collaborate with, and learn from. 11. Dress for success. It's cliche but true. You have more confidence when you feel good about the way you're presenting yourself. Make it a habit to portray your best self. 12. Meditate and reflect. In tandem with a journaling habit, you need to make time to reflect. You can't always be in go, go, go mode. Without reflection, you will not be able to properly integrate the lessons you've been learning along the way. 13. Teach others. Even before you feel like you're an expert, take the knowledge you've acquired and pass it along. Not only is it good for humanity, but you will learn whatever it is you're teaching even more deeply when you have to explain it to someone else. 14. Play. When was the last time you went to the beach? When was the last time you did something crazy, like parasailing? When was the last time you wrote a song on your ukulele? Take care of that inner child of yours and make time to play. 15. Eat healthy. What you eat is a habit. You're going to set a habit and then repeat that habit daily for a very, very long time. Make that habit take care of you, not drag you down. 16. Check in with people of different ages. Make sure you keep in touch with those both older and younger than you. They provide a much needed perspective. 17. See art. Nobody gets inspired sitting at a desk all day. Go to museums. Go watch movies. Go listen to live music. Go watch a mime on the street or an a cappella trio in the train station. Go out and get inspired. 18. Wake up when you say you're going to wake up. When you set that alarm the night before, you're promising yourself you're going to get up at that time. Keep that promise. 19. Read your chief aim aloud. I'm stealing from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill here. Write down whatever it is you want to build for yourself in life. And every morning and every night, read that aloud. Out loud. Hear it in your voice and in your heart. Welcome it into the world.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.